Right, so I'm here this morning, I'm doing the talk for this service, and I'm going to be looking at the P's, because we're looking at prophets this week, but we've got three P's that actually make up what our readings are about. We've got the prophets, we've got a proclamation, and then we're going to talk about prayer and praise. So that's what I'm going to be doing this morning. And the first thing is to talk about the second candle, which is the prophets. What the prophets did was they would share God's heart for his people during the time that they were with God's people. But as they shared God's heart for the people of that time, we also heard at the same time God's heart for people throughout all time. And what happens when they started to write the Gospels, we start to hear things coming out and people go, oh, you see what's happening now? What's happening with this guy called Jesus? That was what was being told in the Old Testament. Yeah, where God's heart was being spoken out. And two of our readings today, one was Malachi, the book of Malachi, where it talks about the Messiah coming and he was going to be like a refining fire. Now, this is a smelting pot. If you look on the left-hand side, it's where the metal is heated up really, really hot. And you'll see at the top, there's all these little black bits. There's all the impurities that rise to the top. And then somebody comes along and they scoop them all off. And what's left is actually really pure. And what Malachi was saying at this point is, this is what the Messiah, this is what the Savior is going to come and do. Is he's going to turn us, he's going to get rid of all the dirty bits, and he's going to make us a brilliant offering. It talks about the temple and the offering of God's priests being how they should be, right in God's eyes. And then I've got a pot of vanish, yeah? A pot of vanish, which is, it talks about the Messiah being like a really strong soap that's going to make all the clothes as white as they can be, yeah? Turns them back to the way in which they were supposed to be, rather than dirty and grubby, but actually pure and perfect in every way. And that's what Malachi was actually talking about. And what we hear is when we start to see what Jesus was doing, when we start to see what Jesus' ministry was about, we start to realize that actually, what Malachi was talking about, we start to see in Jesus. And then we have the prophet Isaiah, which was quoted in our Luke reading. And it talks about the valleys and the mountains. And it talks about how when the Messiah, when the Savior of the world comes, these valleys and these mountains are going to be made level. Now, I was trying to work out a way of describing this to you guys to make sense. So what I did was I thought, well, I'll get one of these. This is, if we go on to the next slide. Oh, it's me, isn't it? Sorry. There we go. The next slide is, this is a marble run. Now, you'll notice.
Up there so people can see a little bit.
Can you see this all right? Children, can you see? Has anybody used a marble run? Do we have any professionals in the room? Can somebody come and start my marble run for me? Maybe one of our younger ones. And oh, excellent. We've got a young one coming from the back. Down you come. Excellent. Now, when it talks about the valleys and the mountains and them being made flat, so when the Messiah comes, when Jesus comes, all that hassle of going up the mountain and then coming down and then going back up and then coming back down, it was all really, really hard work. And actually, it was getting a bit like that for God's people. And what Isaiah is saying is somebody's going to come and they're going to turn that hard work into something that's quite easy and quite straightforward. Now, this is our example of hard work, yeah? So do you think you can let my marble run go?
I haven't had one of these for a long time.
You haven't had one of these for a long time. Excellent. Give it a go. I'm going to catch because it keeps on dropping off here. Oh, that's good. There we go. And it takes its time and it goes from one side to the other and then back again. And then back again, and then it eventually gets to the bottom. And it takes quite a while. And just like going up a mountain and coming back down, it takes a while. Well done. Give me a high five. Thank you. Back to your seat. Well done. Now, Nathan, up you come. What I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how God says, rather than being like a marble run, which is going backwards and forwards, go a little bit further. That's it. Now, just kneel down. There we go. This is a different way of showing what happens when things are straight, you see. Because it's a lot easier. And hopefully, do you want to open your mouth? Because you might be able to catch it, yeah? We're going to see whether this works. This is a bit like the mountains and the valleys being made flat, yeah? Yes! There we go. Well done. Excellent. If anybody wants to go with that later, you can come up here with a parent, yeah? Or parents, you can bring a child if you want to go. That's fine. So the idea of Isaiah was he was saying that actually somebody is coming who's going to make it easy. Who's going to make the difficulty of not getting it right and stuff like that. And they're going to make it almost sort of like flat, plain sailing, so to speak. Now, in our Luke reading, we hear about the reading from Isaiah. We're told that John is going to come and he makes a statement. He starts talking. But one of the things we get right at the beginning, the reason we asked Bimby to do the reading, is because there are lots of long words in that reading, countries and places, and they're all a little bit difficult. But Luke's gospel is saying this is what's happening at this time. So what I thought I'd do is I thought I'd rewrite some of it, yeah? And I'd actually ask us, well, what time are we in? So what year are we in? 2018. Excellent. Let's see whether you got it right. 2018. I wrote it a little bit longer to make it fit in better. Now, he then talked about who was the royalty of the time. So who's the head of our royal family? Queen Elizabeth II. Excellent, thank you. And then he spoke about who the governor was, who the prime minister was. So at the moment, who's the prime minister?
Theresa.
Well done, you've been watching the news, that's good. So we've got the prime minister, but then he went a bit lower and he talked about like the council leader, the leader of Judea. So who's our council leader? All in one go, it's... Oh, excellent. Superb. It's a guy called Colin Smith, yeah, who works serves us as the London Borough of Bromley as our council leader, yeah. And then the church. Now, before anything, yeah, Church of England, who's the head of church? It's not the Pope, yeah. Who is the head, the top person in the Church of England, other than the Queen? We know it's the Queen, but she's already on there. So who would be like the high priest? Who do we reckon? Not the Pope. I said, no, not the Pope. Not Bimby. No, somebody else. Justin Welby. Excellent. Thank you. Well done. The Archbishop of Canterbury. So if we were going to make a proclamation, if we were going to do something in that way, and we wanted to set it for this time, because that's what's happening in Luke's gospel, all those long words are to say at this point, in this time, this is what was going on. So we might use this in a little bit. But what did they actually say in this proclamation, in this statement at the beginning of Luke? It's a saying that a way is coming. A way is coming. And that way is Jesus. Now we proclaim, yeah, we still have a proclamation to make. We proclaim that Jesus is God with us. God with us, Emmanuel. We declare that he is a way to God. He is the way to God, sorry. That death could not hold him, and that forevermore, for eternity, will be with God. That's the proclamation that we make these days. Now, I've got a proclamation to make. So I'm already on my P's. So I've done the prophets. I'm now on proclamation. Now, I wrote a proclamation this morning. I sat down in front of my computer and I thought, I'm listening to what God's doing. I'm listening to what's happening in our church. And this is a proclamation I got for St. Paul's at this time. Now, I'm going to say it. In a way, it's my proclamation that I'm saying on behalf of the church. And if you agree, I'm going to say, for you to say at the end, in your name we pray, and for you to say, amen, if this is something that you agree with. So this is sort of like Luke, but rewritten. So on the ninth day of the 12th month of the year 2018... with Queen Elizabeth II as our monarch, Theresa May as our Prime Minister, and Colin Smith as the council leader, and Justin Welby as our Archbishop. We declare as the body of people that make up St. Paul's Church in Crofton, we proclaim that Jesus is alive, that he came to earth to bridge the gap between God and his creation, that he lived amongst us as a child and as a man, that he taught us and showed us what it is like to bring heaven down to earth through his ministry with his disciples. We declare that when he died and was buried, that death could not hold him. That he rose from the dead and that in his resurrection gave life to all those that believe in him. For in him there is victory. For he fights for us, he rescues us, and he restores us. He was and always has been and always will be the answer for this world. For it is in him that we put our hope and trust. It is in him that we call out. And in him that we declare the victory. For our God made a way to breathe life into us. To breathe life into this world. And as his children, we do the same. We declare life over every situation of our world. We say no to death and destruction and yes to life in its fullness. For countries at war or places with political unrest, where there is disaster and destruction, we say, Lord, breathe life into these situations. Surprise us. Restore where only you can restore. For those that are sick, we say, do it again, Lord. For if you say the word, it will be done. In your name we pray. Amen. You see, our proclamation brings us on to the next bit, which is our prayer and our praise. When we understand what it is that we are proclaiming, the way in which we pray and praise God changes. How we do life changes. So what we're going to do as a way of looking at it, to be honest, I could have sat down before I even stood up, because our praise this morning has been all about this. It's all about looking to God for hope. And what we're going to do now as a church is we're actually going to sing a song as a form of praise. And Eden's going to come and lead us singing this song. And we're going to have some cards out the front that we're going to ask our children to come and do something that they've been doing in junior church, which is writing down God's heart for other people. And I'm going to ask the teenagers to come and join them as well. So there's going to be two sets of tables. So we're going to ask our children and our young people to be prophet-like, to hear God's heart for people. And adults, I'm going to ask you to sing praises. Now, this song is called Living Hope. We came in touch with this song for the first time at Soul Survival when we took our young people over to Watford. And it's a song that's nice and easy to pick up. And I just want you to listen to the song as a form of praise, to use it as a proclamation. And during this time, we've got 12 people at the moment that we know that we could be lifting up. And that, in some ways, is just the start of it, where we want to proclaim victory, Jesus' victory. So if I just tell you who the people at the front we're going to be writing words for is Chris, Stephen, Brian, Keith, Jemima, Bryony, Sheila, Cyril. And for those that have lost loved ones, we've got Barbara and her family, Mark and Anne, Malcolm and Tina, Dave and Sally. These are just a few that we stand in for, we intercess for, we pray for, and we ask God's living hope to be with them in every sense of the way.